When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gon' be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Warehouse Rats podcast. I'm one of the hosts, Josh, joined by my brother from another mother. Kind of. That's a kind of a thing, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah.
Sir. Mr. Ricardo.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm tired. I'm a little thirsty, a little hungry. I haven't eaten today. No, I think about it. I know. Surprise.
Why?
I know. I got some chips in the car that I didn't finish. I was busy, bro. I was busy. I had two days off, but I was busy. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I was busy part of the day. So.
All right. Well, hey, why don't you introduce our special guest today to our listeners?
So this is a special guest known by the name of El Chapo. Nah, I just fucking check. So, yeah, he is a police officer. He's a great friend of mine, one of my best friends from childhood. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. We kind of fell off a little bit, not in a bad way. Just, you know, he went his way and I went my way. I'm a single male. He is a male that's not single. He has a wife and two lovely kids. So, welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
What, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah? Yep.
Had a little half day at work today, so got some street time in and a little family time
some
in.
Street
so.
Cred. Some street cred.
I think that means something different to you.
So today what we want to do a little bit is just kind of like dive into the behind the scenes of a police officer.
Okay.
You know, we all know for the most part, even growing up, we all know police officers, but I think that we don't really know what's behind a police officer, like meaning like what the day to day that goes behind it. So,
I gotcha.
Yep. So, talk to me on the. Well, let me ask you first because we want to know you don't start smiling, man. Because now I feel like you're making both of you making their fun of me. No,
man.
So, you've been having all kinds of really good jobs that were making super duper good money.
Yep.
And you finally, what led you into becoming a police officer? And then what were the steps that got you there?
So, you know, most kids are like, man, I knew since I was like 5 playing cops and robbers, like, that's what I want to do with my life.
Mm. I was a robber.
that wasn't my case. School was all about baseball and soccer and playing sports. And
baseball.
Man, I miss baseball. Anyway, yeah, so I didn't really know what I wanted to be. My dad was a heavy equipment operator, and he made a ton of money, so I was like, hey,
yeah,
that could be cool. So I joined the Army, and that's the job I picked, a heavy equipment operator.
How long were you in the military?
I'm still in, actually. It'll be 11 years in September, next month.
Yeah. Oh, right on. Hmm.
So I did that for a little bit. Well, for a long bit. A little bit. It was really there that I was like, you know what? I like wearing a uniform. I like the camaraderie and like people depending on me. So I was like, yeah. I think cop would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, going to school, start working, making money, go back to school, work, make money. It's hard right. Doing both with a family.
Right. I feel you, man.
So, I finally get close enough to where I can join the police academy. So, I was working to my last job, the railroad job, and I spent more time out of town than in town. So
yeah, that's the only. That's I don't mean to interrupt you, but no, that's like the only thing that I don't like about your jobs. Like, you know, you even though you make some really good money, man, that's a lot of sacrifice.
The trade off just wasn't worth it anymore, and I was like, you know what, I want to be home every night. I'll give up some of this money and just be home every night.
Real quick, for the listeners who have complained that some weeks we don't actually say what we're drinking.
Oh yeah.
Today we're drinking Griffin Claw Brewing Company, Mr. Blue Sky, and Shorts Brew Soft Parade.
Yay!
There you go. We plugged the alcohol. Proceed. Oh shit! Hang on.
I got you, man.
Oh yeah, he uses his phone.
No, I'm not gonna do that anymore. I stopped that a long time ago. I almost chipped it a few times, and it kind of hurt. So I don't know if you know this.
I still don't know how you do that. Is there like a thing on the edge of that, or
I'm just really talented, bro.
That's crazy.
Mexicans can open beer bottles with anything.
Pretty much, that's no fucking lie. Like, I saw my brother open up a Modelo today with like a stick or something. Literally a fucking stick. I was like, damn, I'm good, but I don't think I'm that good.
That is crazy.
But back in the day, I used to open up the Coronas with my teeth, and that was.
Have you ever seen this guy bite a beer
cap? That's gotta be so bad for your teeth.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that good.
No,
I could still probably do it.
Oh, please don't!
I'm not gonna do it.
Like no. I tried to pretend to do it one time, and just the metal touching my teeth, I was like, can't do it.
Oh, my dad used to get mad at me all the time when I used to do it in front of him.
My gosh.
But when you're thirsty, you don't have a bottle opener.
You find a bottle.
God gave you teeth for a reason.
Nope.
Not for opening.
Not for that, man. Nope.
So, back to the whole story. Now, when you went to Academy, how was the Academy? Like, it was. I heard it was. I mean, I guess it all depends on where you're at, though. But I heard that it's a little bit different for different people. I mean, like the level of, I guess, toughness in a sense, you know.
So actually, the one I went through was the first of a new era, if you will.
Right.
It wasn't the full like militarized, like I don't even know how to explain it. Like,
well, I would assume it would. I mean, you went through basic training for your military service, so I'm assuming it
was definitely. Way below that.
Right.
Really?
Below that, yeah.
No shit. Wow. Well, so we just got to talk to some of these people over there at the Valley and talk to them. Make it a little bit harder.
Well, that's what they're doing that on purpose to try and get a kinder, gentler police officer.
Really?
Which is good in some situations, but not in others.
Right. So, what's an average day look like for you?
So everybody, you watch all these TV shows and you're like, man, you're just getting in car chases and gunfights every day. And it is not that at all. You get 10 boring, stupid calls and one kind of okay. Maybe could be something, but usually ends up being nothing.
Right. So let me ask you, just on your way to work, can you take the cruiser home or no?
No.
No? Okay. No.
My department's not that cool. I can't can't take my car home.
Because I do see like on close to where my parents live. There is a state cop that parked there all the time. So I don't know if that was.
I think. Don't quote me, but I think most troopers get to take their cars home.
Okay. Save you on a car for sure.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, you go to work, right? You drive your own car.
Yep.
You go, you swipe in to get in. I'm assuming it's I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little key fob to get in.
Okay. You sign out your gun or you keep your gun?
No, all my stuff's just in my locker.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Like all my gear and stuff I can take home. Whenever I want.
Even your gun?
Yep.
Are you loaded right now?
No.
Okay, nice, nice. I want to pop some off right now.
Well, no.
No.
I'll do it outside.
No. No.
We would not be doing
no.
that.
No. That's That's bad.
That's bad.
Because, you know, you may do that stuff out in the country. You can't do that here.
So you can't, I mean, you can't, you can take pretty much everything home, except for your cruiser.
Yep.
Damn, okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, they want you, like, with my guns, like, go out and shoot, because, I mean, if you're practicing with what you're going to use in real life, right, then but you're more familiar with it.
But you're not really made to practice. You're just kind of like, you're, you guys don't have any practice sessions in a sense. So the only reason I asked is because I've heard in a different, so I heard in a different podcast that there was a police officer that said that a lot of the police officers that weren't in the, like the army or any type of military, they were horrible shots, or they were just, they just didn't know how to handle a gun very well. So,
yeah, I see that with some people in my department, that don't have like a background in anything. There's some that aren't the best, but, we're lucky. We have a nice range that we can go to at almost any time, and the department always has ammo there for us. And
so then, like, I guess, like, at any given time, now I'm trying to think how I want to ask the question. At any given time, like, is there, like, a record of, like, how much ammo you have on you? And say you decide to take your gun to the range, then do you have to say, used X amount of shots and stuff like that? So there's, like, almost, like,
paper trail.
Well, I don't want to say, like, an evidence trail, but definitely, like, where...
Yeah, like an accountability thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah. Now I don't know the number off the top of my head. Dang, you got me. Ooh. So, we carry three magazines that hold 16, and then the one in the chamber, so...
Hmm. Ooh, shit. Yeah. Y'all loaded it at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because if I gotta shoot somebody, I don't got time to pull it out, cock it, and then... Yeah, no fight with
somebody. Wait a sec. Yeah. You cock it first.
Don't do anything yet.
Not yet. Okay, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I never really thought about that. I guess I'm just a little... I'm not a crime person. So.
You, like, as in you don't commit crimes? Or?
I mean, I commit crimes, but not to that level where...
You commit crimes of the heart, Ricardo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I steal ladies' hearts.
It's almost worse. So, I guess... one of the things that you see a lot of, especially when people are on their way to becoming, you know, officers and stuff like that, they always get tased.
Ooh.
Is that just, like, something that just people show off, or is that, like, an actual thing?
So, all right. Yes and no. You have to go through the class and pass the test, and it's highly recommended that you take the ride, but you don't have to, which is kind of... stupid, in my opinion, but...
Now, other than the obvious of getting tased, I guess, what would be the purpose of, like, say they made it mandatory, what would be the purpose for it?
So basically, like, the thought process behind it is, if you have to use it on somebody... they want you to know what it's like, so you're not just sitting there
shooting people,
tasing them.
Right.
Unless it's really at that level, and then if you've got a good hit on them, you can pull the trigger multiple times and keep tasing them. Yeah.
Wow.
So they don't want just Johnny Idiot pulling the trigger 10 times while they're complying. So
right.
That's the thought process behind that.
Now, do you what about pepper spray?
My god, that's mandatory. That's, you have to do that in the academy.
Oh shit!
Police academy I went to, you couldn't graduate without doing it.
Damn.
I'll take a taser 10 times and
oh really?
5 times on Sunday before I get pepper sprayed again.
See, I honestly would have assumed it was the opposite.
Did you take a taser? Or no?
Oh yeah. I got a video if you want to see it.
Oh yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
We'll probably post it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got tasered or you got pepper sprayed? Or both?
I got both. Like I said, I had
not,
to do it.
Not at the same time, right?
No.
Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
No, they're not allowed. The academy I went to, they weren't allowed to taser you at the academy.
Mm.
So it was pepper spray only there, and then taser when I got to the department.
Oh, shit. So I guess we forgot to ask you, like, how long you been a police officer now? I think you're not probably like about a year or so.
A little over a year. Oh, year and a few months.
Okay.
I started in May of 19.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Got your tippy toes.
Yeah. Oh, you're going.
Hey, man, you took that like a champ, though. Shit.
So, can you describe that pain for people who haven't been tasered?
It's such a weird thing to describe because it hurt, but it didn't hurt.
Right.
It was just, it's the weirdest feeling that you can't move.
Mm.
Like, it just, everything just locks up and. Like, I was trying to move, and holy I shit. Couldn't.
Huh.
It's an old-school, like, carnival game. Like, the there was, like, a shocker where you hold on to the two knobs, and it shocks you, and, like, it gets to a point where you can't let go anymore. I'd say it's a little bit worse than that.
Right.
But, like, the worst actual pain part is when they yank the prongs out of your bag.
Wow.
Yikes.
Now, with the pepper spray, did it also kind of help you kind of, like, not prevent, but just kind of think about using the pepper spray
a little bit more?
Where it's, like, you won't use it unless you really feel like,
Right, definitely.
So what would you use first, the pepper spray or the taser? On somebody who is, and does it depend on, I guess, if they have a weapon or not? Or is that just gun all guns out?
It really depends on the situation, honestly. Every situation is, it can go from super civil to, oh my God, we're fighting like that. So, it really just depends. I know that's not the answer you wanted.
No, that's fine.
I would say, definitely taser if it was just one person and pepper spray if it's like a group of people, because you can just,
And
then it kind of like disperses
definitely. Because even just a little bit, it's gonna at least get them coughing and I don't want any of that.
No, yikes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been pepper sprayed or tasered. I haven't been tasered.
There was there was a place that I worked at for a while, and the boss's daughter worked there for a short time, and she had some friends that she went to school with that would work with us, and she had a bit of like one of those little travel size things that on her keychain, and just for funny, you know, this guy was on the other side of the shop, and like, but it was like one big room, and he just sprayed a little bit in the trash can, and I'm a good like 20-30 feet away, and I was like, what is going on? And so like I'm feeling all weird. Everybody, she's like, did you just spray that? And he's like, yeah, just a little bit there. And, like, 20 minutes later, everybody was like, oh my God, like freaking out. I mean, like, and the thing is, like, it messed with the back of my throat first. Yeah. And at first I thought like I just needed to get like a good cough out, but like nothing was working. And I was just like, what is going on? So like, I can't imagine getting like a face full of that stuff.
Oh, now, is the pepper spray the one that you guys use a little bit stronger than?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that because I'm assuming there's like industrial cop.
Pretty much. That's a good way to put it.
More concentrated.
I don't know the actual like specifications on ours. But yeah, it's way more potent than the stuff you can buy in the stores.
Okay.
Man.
Now talk to us from when you do a stop, right? When you do when you pull somebody over, what do you if you were to stop somebody that has a certain drug, right? So let me put this in a different perspective.
What?
Okay.
All right.
So at work, where we work at, sometimes we have some, at least for me, right? Because he's more OCD than I am. So I don't, you know, I'm lazier. When I'm at work and I have a damaged box, to replace a box, you have to go through this little process where you got to fill out some paperwork. And I'm lazy. I'll just get the fucking box. And I mean, hopefully nobody's listening.
I say, no wonder we have an inventory problem.
And I don't. Sometimes I don't necessarily like do the paperwork to say that, hey, I took this box. I just fucking take it.
I gotcha.
So do you ever come across where you're like, man, this is just like a little piece of whatever, little piece of marijuana. Let's just say it wasn't legal now, because it is now. But do you just like, I don't want to do the whole paperwork for this shit. Do you, is that?
That's definitely not a thing.
No. Damn, I went through all that to say no, it's not a thing. Shit.
It's just we're car camera, body camera.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's.
You just can't take the risk. Right. Yeah.
I mean, people aren't sitting there watching every video of every stop, but we do get audited and they go through and watch. Hey, I'll pick this one video a month. So right. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I found this and didn't do anything with it. And then magically that video gets audited.
Right. Then yeah.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Now, I did get stopped one time, a long time ago. I was going pretty fast.
okay.
I think I was going, well, he clocked me in like 78, I think.
In a 25?
No, not in 25.
In a what?
55.
Okay, that's quick.
Yep. So, well, that's what he put on the ticket. So, he was really cool, though. He only gave me 5 over. Oh, something's wrong.
That was a nice dude.
Yeah. No, I was like, damn. So, I forgot where I was going with this question. Shit. So I was going a lot of places with this question. So the question was, if the thing that was weird for me is that he put exactly how fast I was going, mm-hmm. but he only gave me 5 over. So yep. Why do you think that, if I was his supervisor, I'd be like, dude, you only gave him 5 over, but he was going like fucking 15 over. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Why do you think that was the reason?
You want the political answer or you want the real answer?
I want an answer that you feel comfortable saying.
I'll take both. I mean,
real answer is because I don't want to go to court for speeding tickets.
Oh, okay.
The higher you write somebody for, the more they're coming back. Like, I don't want to pay this ticket.
Right.
So.
Right.
A ticket's a ticket to me. Right. I don't really care what speed I write on there. Mm-hmm. The political answer is like, yeah, you were doing this fast, but hey, I'm going to cut you a break. And I don't look like a super bad guy because I'm writing you a ticket, right. But I'm still a bad guy because, like, hey, don't do that. This is your one freebie. If I catch you driving right. like an idiot again, then I'm going to give you the full thing. But
well, I guess I can say that that he's probably doing both. It's a win-win situation because yeah. I honestly have never had a speeding ticket before. So I think that he probably looked at me and said, you know what? You don't have anything on your record. So why
right.
why give you such a high speeding ticket? You know, I'll give you one, but, you know,
right.
I won't get it to you.
And everybody thinks like, we got these quotas and we get so much money from these speeding tickets and we get a small percentage of it, but it's not.
Say what?
Not like me personally. the department gets a small percentage of it. Shit, if I was getting a percentage, I'm writing you the whole ticket.
Ticket.
No, the department gets a small chunk of it, but it's the amount we get, the department would give back is not worth the time, the right. gas, the manpower, all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. like I said, we do it to slow people down and try to prevent crashes and
right.
find warrants and try to arrest people. But
I think I was still in high school, and I came to find out that I could not drive anywhere with a particular buddy of mine because I was getting pulled over constantly. And it just so happened that one night he was going to crash at my place. And I just so happened to have, like, we did a lot of painting that day. And so we're like, we're covered in paint. And like, you know, at the end of the day, when you're painting, you start getting stupid with it. So like, we had like paint all over our faces. And so like, you know what? We're going to go grab shit from his house. We're going to grab a quick pizza. And then we're going to go back to my house.
It wasn't blackface, was it?
No. Come on now. No. And so I pulled out into this road, and apparently I was going a little fast, and I, you know, did a maneuver that I thought was pretty cool, but the police officer behind me didn't like so much. And so we're going, and my buddy had put a 2 liter of like soda on the dash, and so when I stopped, and when you know, when the cop came up behind me, you know, it slid off. So of course he went down for it.
So
sure enough, he comes up there with the window, his hands, you know, up by his back. He's like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" And we're like, "Hey, we're okay. We're covered in paint. There's pizza everywhere." This guy's like, "So you guys all right?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, your buddy over there was, you know, ducking down pretty quick." He's like, "Oh, I just had to grab the Coke." And so, like, we all, like, I was like, "What?" So I'm staring. I'm like, "What did you just say?" He's like, "No, it's soda. I could, honestly, I showed you." So he bends out. He shows him. And so, you know, he's laughing at us. And so he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "So do you know why I pulled you over?" So he explained the whole thing. And so he's like, "Here, you know, license, registration, so I can give him my stuff." And he goes back. Next thing we know, two more cars, lights on, come. Like, they don't necessarily box us in, but I felt pretty boxed in at the time. And I was just like, "Oh my God." And I look at him. I'm like, "Dude, if I go to jail because of your stupid cop, man," I'm like, "I'm going to be pissed." And then that wasn't the first time, but that was in a string of, I think, maybe 4 times I got pulled over with him in the car.
Wow. And stop riding around this
right? Well, like the very last time, I drove him. I'm like, "Okay, from now on, you are driving everywhere." I'm like, "I will not drive you anywhere, because if you get pulled over, it's your problem." I was like, "Fucking hell, man." It just, oh my God. It was just it was terrible.
Now, have you ever been in a high speed chase or no?
No.
You
that's
want
not,
to?
That's not a thing. Yeah, I would love to.
Bro, that shit happened back in, you know, BG, so it...
So, every department is moving away from pursuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just as, like, a... shit, I can't even think of the word now. As, like, a... Not a...
Precautionary?
Like, a liability thing?
Yeah, definitely. If you're not actively trying to kill somebody... I'm not chasing after you.
Mm. After how long? After how, like, how fast should I be going?
it all depends on who's working.
Right.
Like, you as an officer can, like, this is a little sketchy. I'm going to stop myself. Mm-hmm. Or, like, for our department, sergeant's like, "Hey, what's going on? How fast are we going? What's the road conditions like? Mm. Is there a lot of traffic?" And if you check X, Y, Z boxes, they're like, "All right, shut it down."
Mm. So what happens? They just get away, or do you get a chopper?
A chopper.
I mean, I'm just... there's no choppers?
This ain't the movies?
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
No, not where I'm at. There's definitely no choppers.
Send a chopper and the dogs.
Then somebody comes back, "The what?"
Yeah, we try to get as much information we can, pass it on to...
It's just, I think that, places. Yeah, I think it's possibly, or I don't think it's very necessary, because I think it's very hard to get away. Even if you do get away, I mean, you'll be able to kind of reference back to who was a driver, definitely. And then, you know what I mean? So I don't think it's necessary, but I mean.
Yeah. Hmm. No, we've caught a couple drunk drivers like that. They'll take off originally.
Oh, jeez.
Run the plate. "Oh, hey, Johnny's lives over here." Go sit out by his house for half hour, and "Oh, hey," pulling into the driveway.
Wow. Oh my God.
Now, do you do any investigations, like, kind of like on the scene, like, not necessarily like FBI, but, you know, I'm just kind of like putting two and two together, pretty much, like you said.
For the most part, yeah. We do most of our own investigating.
Okay.
Once it gets up to, like, internet or bank stuff, we are fortunate to have a detective section where I work. So that's pretty nice. If it gets too aggressive of a investigation, we can kick it up to them. And
Now, and I don't know if you would know this, but say you get to a situation, you ended up passing it off to a detective. At any point, if it almost seems too big for them, would they move it up to like a state thing, or would they go to like a federal thing?
That's a good question.
I don't stomp on myself, man. What the hell?
What?
No, I said, you keep. That's the second time you stop him. And I'm like, am I asking too easy questions or what?
No, that's a good question. We have a detective that's in the FBI task force, so they work with the FBI. So I think if it got too high for what we're capable of, he could reach out and get some help from them.
Very cool. I just thought of a good question, because it's not anything to stop people. But because I see a lot of videos. So nowadays, where they're like, they don't want to answer any questions with the whole like constitutionalist, you know, in the sense where like they don't want to, like, I have my rights. I don't have to show you my ID. Do you ever get any of those at all? And what do you do to like
where they immediately flip out their phone and say, I don't have to answer that.
Yeah, I don't have to,
have to answer that.
Yep. And
so that's kind of a touchy subject.
Yes.
No, I got him. If it's a legit stop, like say a traffic stop.
Right.
If you get pulled over, you have to show me your ID.
Right.
Like it's the law. You have to. You don't have to give it to me. You can hold it up to the glass. You can be an idiot, whatever.
Right.
But I have to see and match, like, hey, yes, this is me. This is me driving.
Right.
Nine times out of ten, it's the person who owns the car, so I already know who you are before I walk up to the door anyway. So, right. But yeah, it's based on the situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm stopping you for speeding and you want to be an idiot.
Right.
And I've already ran your plate, I'm just going to cut you a ticket and be on my way. I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time with you. But
see, like, I see these videos, and I love how the video is always titled to be more in favor of the person who has been pulled over.
Yeah.
There are definitely some where I think the situation gets out of hand. But for the most part, I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and I got to think to myself, like, okay, if I was the officer in that position, I'd be furious right now. Like, I'd be beat red and, like, ready to break stuff. And the fact that they're sitting there, cool, calm, collected. Yep. I was like, man, dude, that guy has way more patience than I do.
Yeah, there's
holy shit.
There's definitely some of them that I see, like, dude, just, I mean, it's so easy. Just get them. Yeah. I mean, if you got nothing to hide.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Just, and that's the thing that's going around right now is just everybody's trying to, oh man, if I can get this cop pissed off and he punches me in the face, I'm getting paid.
Now, is that something?
That's a real thing.
Yeah, is that something you do worry about though? Because I know when I first saw you that you had graduated from the academy, like I think one of my first words like, bro, I don't want to see you in a fucking video, like, like a Rodney King type of style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that because at first I was more afraid of you getting shot. But now it's kind of like I'm afraid you.
Yeah, times are definitely changing. Yeah. Personally, no, I'm not worried about it. Okay. I'm so chill. Like it takes a whole lot to make me mad. Like, I deal with stupid people all day every day, and I'm just like, all right, cool. If you see me mad, there's definitely a problem.
But see, even I see these things where people are like, oh, well, it's you're infringing on my rights. And it's like, okay, but here's the thing, though. You do realize you could just as easily have just given them your information and gotten on with your day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, for me, if I get pulled over, chances are I did something stupid and there's probably a reason I'm getting pulled over. So it's like, here's the thing. I got nothing to hide, so here's my stuff. I mean, like the only time I think I ever got a ticket was I was driving my dad's van, and the registration was expired.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, he pulled me over, and he's like, hey, you know, can I see license registration? So I gave it to him, and it's registered to my dad. He's like, so this isn't your car? I'm like, well, this is my dad's car. He's like, all right. And so, you know, he went back, and he's like, hey, you know, I got to give you a ticket. Registration's out of date. And I was like, shit. And that was my first ticket, too.
Dang.
And I had only been driving for like maybe a year. And so I got home. I'm like, Dad, I got a ticket. And he's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, technically not my fault. It's not my car. And so he's like, oh, no. And I was like, sorry. And I was like, what do you want me to do? And then he's like, no. He's like, no, it's in my name, dude. He's like, I'll take care of it. I'm like, all right.
That's crazy. Yeah, me personally, if you're not the owner of the car, I'm not giving you a ticket for that.
Mm-mm-mm. So you're a pretty fair cop then.
I'm pretty fair.
Yeah.
I like to think so. Anyway.
Now, we haven't gone into the harder questions. I think we're not there yet. But I think one question that I remember I asked you, like, if you want to be like a state cop, and you said kind of like no, but I thought that was kind of your goal in a sense. What's wrong with state cops?
It was. Nothing's wrong with state cop if you can get in there first.
Oh, it's just really hard to get in there?
It's easier once you've been a cop somewhere else, but so I went through a 16-week police academy to get my certification, and the state police here won't accept that, and you have to go through a 22-week academy that's run by them.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I get it. That's cool, but I'm not going through that twice.
So basically the same stuff, just longer.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And they still run a military style academy. So, I mean, it's better like physical training, but as far as like the knowledge stuff, it's not a whole lot different.
Hmm.
Now how much training do you get nowadays? Now that you're a police officer, like, do you get a lot of like refresher courses and stuff, like how to treat with how to deal with people in it, or how to deal with media, how to deal with any, you know, any stuff like that, or no?
I'm lucky to be in a department where we have a lot of funding, and training is almost whatever you want, you can get it. So yeah, that's pretty nice. Police training is going to a lot of like crisis intervention stuff, where it's how to talk people down and stop slamming people on the ground and stuff like that. So.
Right.
Hmm.
But see, like, but even that, like, particular tactic, I would assume there are definite situations where it's called for.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, granted, you shouldn't slam somebody down if you're, you know, if they're selling lemonade without a permit or something like that. You know what I mean?
Then they're done that.
You know, but like.
Now, speaking about, this is where it gets a little tough.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, like I say, if you feel not comfortable answering a certain question,
no,
just,
we're good.
You know, with this, everything that's going on nowadays with this whole BLM movement, I'm assuming that at your police station, it's probably, I want to say, frowned upon to believe in it, or vice versa. Yeah. I'm assuming it is frowned upon. So you can't be a BLM and be a police officer, right? Or is that
why not?
That's a question.
I don't know of anybody that is.
Right.
Not going to come out and say it, but as long as you're not using the department as a platform, they'll really. Frown upon it, if I guess.
Okay.
It kind of contradicts being a police officer, but
right. Because we have a listener that, you know, that wanted to be kind of a little poke at you a little bit, not in a bad way, but just kind of not you as a police officer. I mean, this is a coming from a minority. Like, I'm assuming that feels in a sense a little bit you know, like, not treated fairly, I'm assuming. Me personally, now this is my only opinion on this. Being a brown person, I've been treated really well, to be honest, by cops. I never felt, especially like, I mean, the last time that I got a ticket, I mean, 5 over, I was fucking so happy.
Yeah, especially doing 78 and a
55. Well, he told me, he's like, I know you're going faster than that, but that's what I clocked you in.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. But like I said, but I know other individuals have had like a lot of bad situations with police officers, or not necessarily just themselves, but other family members. How do you deal with minorities? I guess, in a sense, I guess my question would be,
do I treat them differently?
Not differently, but maybe a little bit. Yeah, fuck it. We're gonna say differently. whether good or bad. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, just because you're a little bit more cautious in the sense that they might feel like you're attacking them a little bit more.
Honestly, I have actually been thinking about that. I've found myself being overly nice, if that makes sense. Where I would usually start telling somebody,
calm down,
shut the fuck up.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. No, sir. I mean, I usually do that anyways, right, but
right. Yeah, I don't
like if somebody's being cool, then I'm like overly cool with them. Oh. But if they're being shitty, then I'm like under shitty of what I would be.
Okay.
With say a white person.
Damn. And that's some shit.
And without even thinking about it, like, I would sit back and like, damn, did I just really talk to him like that?
Right. Wow. Now, like I said, I we known each other for, you know, forever, and I know you don't have any racist bone in you because, I mean, I know you.
Yeah.
Like I said, is that something that you are afraid of though? Like, I know you said that you weren't. You weren't too much afraid of like getting yourself in a situation where you're being filmed and, you know, treating somebody inappropriately. But with almost everybody, not everybody, but a lot of minorities kind of like almost, I want to say asking for it, but so ready like, to just pop out their phone.
Definitely. Not for me, no. Like I said, I've got so many cameras on me already anyway. Right. Somebody's watching me. If they're not exactly watching me, they can pull it back and
right.
Like I said, so
okay,
I conduct my business the same.
We're gonna take a quick break. Be sure to check out SandhillCoffee.com. They have some of the best personal roasted coffee that I've had in a very long time. They even have options to subscribe. You can get it's a little cheaper if you do it that way. But if you just go ahead and buy the bag, go ahead and use promo code Warehouse Rats. You'll get 20% off your total order, and then we'll be back in a minute. And we're back.
Yes, we are. So Matt,
what's up?
If I can describe to the listeners what you look like, and I'm going to a certain place, right? And I might hit on you a little bit, but don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird.
Okay.
And I already know what you're gonna say, but go ahead.
Is your wife gonna be listening?
Probably eventually.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So if I could describe to the listeners what you look like, you're how tall are you? You're probably like 5'11"?
5'10".
Oh, shit. I was close.
Damn. Close.
Blonde hair.
Yep.
Soul-sucking blue eyes. Angela Jolie lips.
What?
All right.
What did you just say?
It's Angela Jolie lips.
And
Angela Jolie. I don't know. You know what I mean.
Angelic?
No, I said Angela.
Angela.
Angela
Jolie.
Angela Jolie.
What yeah, that's not what you said.
What did I say?
Angela Jolie.
Anyway,
your accent came through thick.
I know.
Bro.
It's called I'm drunk. I'm not drunk, but I'm feeling it. You have broad shoulders. On a daily basis, when you do
the fuck?
When you pull over certain individuals, well, now I think about it, it could be guys or girls.
We don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. How many times do you get hit on? And do you think that it's because they want to get out of a speeding ticket? Or do you think it's natural where you're like, I think she's feeling me. Or he.
Actually, I thought it would happen a lot more.
Right.
Nobody has ever, that I've been aware of, like straight up came out and was like, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, because I think it was our generation that grew up on Friends, and there's a particular episode where Rachel gets pulled over and does the whole flirting thing, and she gets out of it, and then Ross gets pulled over. He tries it, then he gets a ticket. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you assume, well, yeah, that's just how it's got to be. If you flirt with a cop, you get off.
So you don't really get out. Oh, you're maybe just... How about you're just kind of like oblivious to it? How about that?
I mean, that could be a thing.
Right. Okay.
Nobody's usually happy when they get pulled over.
Right. I'm not. I haven't been pulled over in a long time. Knock on wood. So yeah.
That's not wood.
actually, a lot of times what happens is people straight up like, "Hey, Can you just cut me a warning?
Oh, really?
Oh,
I mean, at least you're honest about it.
That makes me so angry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Nothing makes me more mad than for you to ask me to not give you a ticket.
Okay. How how often, so when they ask you that, does it automatically like just like, oh, you're getting a ticket now?
Right?
Just say it.
Don't give me a ticket. I'm so gonna give you a ticket.
pretty much. Yeah. Nine times out of ten, if I pull you over, I'm giving you a ticket anyways.
Oh shit.
But
nine, that's a high.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I don't pull over a ton of people.
Okay.
But yeah, if I pull you over, it's a pretty good reason.
Nice.
But yeah, if there's few cases here and there, like I think I had a compelling story, or I just felt bad for him. And I was like, "All right, you're in a shitty spot right now. I'm not gonna add to it and give you a ticket."
Now that I think about it, because
why are you laughing?
No, because I think you're gonna make fun of me right away. So I'm an avid TikToker, although I'm not really on TikTok in a sense. But so they have a little skit going where they call it like their loved ones. Let's just say it's their mom or whatever, their brother. Like, hey, mostly it's their parents. They say, hey, I just got pulled over, and I told them that you fell, so I had to rush to your house. So when I get there, because he's following me, he says he's going to follow me to your house.
Lay down,
act like you fell, okay?
I gotcha.
Yeah, so I think that's...
So basically they're just psyching their parents out.
So yeah, if you ever get that, just
be my wife just told me about that the other day. Yeah, okay. And then wife pulls in and husband's on the floor and there's no cop there.
See, if my kids ever call me and say that to me, knowing that it might be a prank, but my personal response is like, nah, you were speeding. You better bring that ticket home. Just like I have a lot of internal road rage. So when I see other people do stupid shit, I grip the steering wheel and it's just like, ugh. Ooh. And then my kids would be like, Dad, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. So I guarantee that when they start driving, they are going to hate driving with me. Oh my gosh. That's going to be the worst.
It kind of reminds me of one day. I was thinking about this the other day. Your dad, he got mad at me one time when I was going to... I was going to school early in the morning. I don't know if you remember this, but I accidentally pulled out in front of him. Like, I didn't see him. Oh, my God. He got so mad at me. He's like, if I was your dad, I would pull your license away right now. I was just like, I'm sorry, Dad. I always want to say, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't see you.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but, it's
dang. Well, so, that would have been the Caprice days.
Yeah, the Caprice days, the love boat. The love boat. God. Anyways, sorry. When damn, I forgot I was going with this. Damn.
It's okay, buddy. It happens to the best of us.
Oh yeah. Okay, so if I'm speeding,
okay,
what is your? I mean, I know every cop, like you said, every cop is a little bit different.
My magic number?
Yeah.
13.
13? 13. Oh. Hey. 13.
So there is a number.
So it. Don't take my number as the number, because everybody has their number.
Okay.
So like yours 13, but Joe Schmo might be like 0.5 over.
Yeah.
Oof. Really?
Yikes.
I've never witnessed it personally, but I've heard some horror stories of a neighboring agency stopping for 5 and 6 over.
You talking about Western?
Yikes.
No.
What actually brings up a good question. Why the police station that you chose, like, why not the neighboring, like, Western or somebody else?
Honestly, I tried twice for the one that I wanted.
Oh, shit.
And didn't get it. And for whatever reason, they have a extremely higher application pool.
Okay.
Like, when I applied... The first time it was, I think, 8 spots and 500 people applied for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that, is that open positions on the force that all these people apply for, or is that for the academy to then go to that station?
So the department that I was speaking about, they actually send all their applicants to the academy if they don't have their certification already,
mm-hmm.
and then send them to fire school after that. So
now is that like shooting guns, or is that like manning a fire hose?
Like firefighter school.
Okay. I was just like, because if that's shooting guns, that's a really cool name for it.
No, like actual firefighter school.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Do you, once you graduate from the academy, are you almost guaranteed a job? Is that how it goes, or is it still pretty hard to get into though?
So I think my graduating class was pretty small. I think I had 15 people, and 13 have jobs now.
Oh wow.
And
I mean, that's not terrible. Yeah, that's
not bad. So there's job postings everywhere.
Right.
We're in a little rough time for police officers right now, so not a lot of people want to be.
Oh yeah,
right.
I can only imagine. Do they now? Going kind of back to where I asked you, like, why the police station that you chose? Why not like the smaller ones, like where we grew up, like the beach? Because honestly, Bangor has a really bad reputation for cops.
Yeah,
growing up, I mean, those cops are horrible. Like, they're almost like borderline harassing people. And that's just anybody. I'm just,
having grown up in a small town,
they got nothing to do they?
Not much happens. I mean, they kind of got to mess with you a little bit.
That is true.
Plus, I mean, they already know who's doing what, and
right,
maybe they don't see or know you got something, but they're trying to keep stopping the same people. Like, I've even got that in the town I work in, and that's a pretty big town. Like, I have my regulars that they're always driving with a bad license. They've always, 9 times out of 10, got drugs on them. And
it's just
the life
that they chose.
They fucking chose it.
See, that's
no, you do. I mean,
that's something I don't understand. It's like, after like the second or third time you get caught with it, you should probably do a little bit of inward, looking and say, hey, this is probably a pretty bad trend I'm on. I should probably do something about that. Yeah. And it blows my mind of how many folks continue not to get it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you genuinely can turn your life around and you choose not to. Because, and of course, I'm probably going to piss somebody off by saying this, but it is a choice. You can choose to stop doing drugs. I'm trying not to compare smoking to doing cocaine and stuff like that, but in a really oversimplification, it is. I mean, because I've been nicotine free for what year are we in? 20?
Oh,
yeah. 15. Yeah. Shut up. So, 3 years? No,
bro. You got
2 years.
Not even 2 years.
2 years. No, 2 years. Yeah. Just over 2 years for me. And honestly, I've smoked since I was like fucking 15. So, I mean,
okay.
So being 2 years without having touched anything is, I don't want to say miracle, but I kind of want to, but no. I mean, it's for me, it's surprising. Like, I look back over the 2 years and it's like, hey, I've had plenty of circumstances where I could have justified, buying a pack of smokes and stuff like that and then been just fine. But at the same time, you have to make that conscious choice of saying, hey, I'm done. I'm not going to touch it. And it sucks.
Right.
But you have to make that choice.
Now, going back to cigarette smoking, it's funny because one of the people who, besides my mom and I want to say my dad, but not really, but my mom is, I think my mom and Matt almost had like they would get really mad as far as me smoking.
Oh.
Yeah. At least as far as I remember, he was always giving me such a hard time about smoking. Like, bro, you just got to quit. You got to quit. And Matt, I'd like to tell you that I have officially stopped smoking as of, I think, a little bit over 2 years as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. My lungs are fresh.
Well, yeah, then COVID shows up and ruins everybody's lungs.
I know. What you know, going back to that whole you know, the life you choose, obviously, with some of these people who do drugs and drive on their suspended licenses and this and that. How do you, 'cause I've been wanting to ask you, how do you feel about a lot of people that I see, like, or how does your police station, like, handle the whole panhandlers? Because I fucking hate those people.
Oh. So.
Quite honestly, I do.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, I mean, I fucking hate them.
Honestly.
Do you just avoid them?
No. Really? Where I work, they are very anti-panhandler.
Oh, really?
So. Mm. They love this specific corner that's just right on the edge of city lines.
And, oh,
so on my side, they're bad, and on the other side, they're good, and they
really
they don't care about them over there. And they love trying to sneak over and
son of bitches. So where's the Mexicans?
Whoa.
So
I think that's racist.
Not coming from me, of course.
I guess you
can say that.
Yeah,
I can
say that.
So I give everybody one shot. Like, hey, I drive by, and I park next to them, and they either get moving, or they come talk to me every time. Like, hey, and they already know. Yeah, I know I can't be here. Why the fuck are you here?
Right.
Get to stepping right now, and if I see you again, you're catching this ticket.
Well, what would you call that ticket though? Like.
Is a misdemeanor panhandling ticket.
Oh, shit.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a legit thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Panhandling.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, I don't want to be too specific, but I see them under that bridge a lot,
mm-hmm.
or close to the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like that's the dividing line
nope.
between?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
A little farther north.
You know, I'm horrible
it's
with
Kilgore.
Yeah.
We'll just say.
Yeah, that's one thing that I hate about... One thing that's weird about, you know, this whole new city, Kalamazoo, for me, when I first saw, like, people, like, out, like, right off the exit of, one of the exits, anyways, I've never seen, what? I mean, you see people, like, in Bangalore,
oh, yeah.
you would see panhandling, where they would, my dad used to make fun of me all the time, where, like, there's a specific person that would always ask me for money, and I was so,
I know who it is.
Yeah, you already know who it is, and that was really dumb, because I'm just, like, I didn't, and I was young, and I was just, like, I don't want to deal with this shit. But anyways, so I think that's where it really comes from. Where you know the reason I hate panhandlers because of fucking my childhood.
Yeah.
So.
Hey boy, you want some money? Get the fuck in the field.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I mean?
Yeah. It just. Anyways.
Anyway.
See, I think the worst is like, because if I'm in my car, I can roll up my window and I can just ignore it and move on. The worst is like, I remember my wife and I were in Battle Creek, and Battle Creek has a
say it, bro. Just say it.
A slight homeless issue, and I say that nicely. But we were leaving a bar there, and we were getting ready to go home, and you know this guy comes up and he gives me this absolute sob story, and. And, like, in a part of me, I'm like, you know what? Whether that's a lie or not, I genuinely feel bad. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'll give you whatever cash is in my pocket. Granted, I only had, like, $5 or, you know. But even so, it's like, I'm a sucker for a sob story. So if I'm in my car, I can roll up my window and be like, sorry, I don't have any cash, you know, whether I'm lying or not. But, you know, but if you approach me, I will sit there and listen to your story, and chances are, if I have cash on me, which I never do anymore, I'll probably give you some cash.
Right, right. So, like, back in my hometown, this is how bad it was, right? So, your typical panhandler, I would imagine, asked for any change. Bare change. This is a Soft Park episode, too. I don't know if you ever see it. Change. Anyways.
What? What was that?
It was a South Park episode.
South Park.
Yeah,
oh, I
it was
got
a
you.
South Park episode.
I was like, what did you just say to me?
So how bad it got over there or how bad it is, I don't know. I don't go there. I mean, I do go there often, but I don't stop to get gas or anything like that. They would ask for specific amounts, like $5 or $10. I'm just like, bro, are we like inflation? Is that bad where you got to ask for a certain amount? Shit. Can you just ask for like a little bit of change so you can buy yourself a little, you know, fucking... Road Dog or something, or Mad Dog or whatever it's called. But yeah, it's horrible. I hate them. I hate them.
I remember there was a shop I was working at, and there was a gas station around the corner that I would stop every morning. It was pretty early when I'd stop in there. There was a guy, you know, sitting out there, looked kind of down on his luck, and he's like, "Hey, man, you have any? You had any money? You got any cash on you?" I'm like, "Nah, man, I don't have anything." You know, and I felt bad. And, you know, he didn't press me for anything, but I felt bad. So I went and I spent like $20 more than what I expected, and I bought him like, you know, a bunch of food. I'm like, "Hey, you know, I don't know if you're hungry." I was like, "But shit," I was like, "You know, here you go," and like. He looked grateful, but kind of disappointed that it wasn't cash.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, listen, man, take the food. you know, you have something now. I mean, because I got to a point where I felt like I was almost doing them a disservice just giving them cash.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because it's like, you know, because if you have a sign that says you're hungry, I'll buy you food.
Yeah.
I have no problem buying you food, but I'm not just going to give you money, and I have no idea what you're going to do with it. Because if you're going to use it to mess yourself up even more, I've just aided you in ruining yourself. And
what if they told you, like, you know what, honestly, because I saw this in Vegas a lot, where they say, like, they have signs like, honestly, I just need money for drugs. And they're really? Blown about it, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, most of the time they say...
I mean, I can respect that more than... Hey, I got a wife and kids, and we're living in a box, and then turn around and buy some meth.
Yeah. Well, I think most of the time they say, I just want some weed money. So it's like they're definitely...
Nobody's panhandling for weed money, bro.
That's what they say. Hey, look, that's what they say. I mean, well, I was going to say over there it's legal, but it's legal over here as well. So.
I was gonna say it's legal here now.
Yeah.
We're a green state.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? Now I think about it. How do you deal with that? With the whole marijuana...
Oh, man, it's...
Is it so, like, confusing?
Break. Hang on, Goober. Oh. What's up, guys? Okay. All right, come on. Just make sure that you don't let the dog down, okay?
Yeah.
I love you, Goober. Sleep well. Love you, bub. Sleep well, buddy. We'll see you guys in the morning. Make sure the dog stays upstairs, okay? Excuse me. They shut the door. All right. Back in.
So how do you deal with a lot of the cannabis holders?
Just call it what it is.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Honestly, it's so low on priority. It's almost, you don't even care.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Wow.
If you're 21, I'm not messing with you at all.
I'll say because it's shit. I just lost it. Well, like because it's still. Early,
yeah,
and it's still getting like,
yep.
Damn it, what's the word?
Legalized?
No, it's already technically legal, but it's getting, God, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, it's such a gray area. Like, you have to be 21 and you can't drive under the influence
of
marijuana, but like. There's no way to really test for it. You know what I mean? So I can go off your actions. And
right. So if you look like you're tripping, then it's like, hey, we should probably do a couple of tests.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I heard of people being falsely accused of being under the influence in the sense where they do a sobriety test. And, you know, they kind of say that, hey, I mean, I'm assuming it's like a fucking like a cop that's definitely not. A nice cop, right? Where they falsely accuse them, and then after that, like they go and try to get out of it. Where they take a test, and you know they take the whole urine test, and they were negative all this time, and they get a lawyer and stuff like that. But yeah.
So I mean, if the test results come back negative, then just toss out the window.
Right.
See, now, like, I feel like somebody like me, where I naturally don't have that great a balance, I think I would already be at a disadvantage. So it's like, here, I'm going to have you do the whole, you know, toe-to-toe thing. I'm like, oh, no.
They're right.
It's like, all right, don't let me do that or the ABCs backwards. I have a hard time doing the ABCs forward. I definitely can't do it backwards.
Is that a myth, or do you guys...
Backwards? No, yeah. Not backwards.
Okay.
So, basically, those tests are designed to, like, split your focus to see if you can listen and remember what was said. So, it's like, start from C and go to H. I don't know. Some I never use it. So
see, even now, I would have to start at A, then I would start keeping track at C. I have to point out the fake cop show.
Live PD?
No, Reno 911.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
there was one clip where the blonde had pulled over this guy over driving under the influence of like alcohol or whatever, and so she gets him out and she's like, "So, you know, where have you been?" And he's like, "Oh, I was just at this bar. They do a lot of square dance." She's like, "Oh, you're a pretty big dancer, huh?" And so starts like coming up with like dance moves. And so he starts doing all this crazy stuff. She's like, "Wow." She's like, "Are you a professional dancer?" He's like, "No, I'm just drunk." And then they both get real quiet. They're like, "Oh." Yeah. And she's like, "Hands on the hood."
Now,
Oh my God.
How do you handle DUIs or like people who are under the influence or impaired to drive? Or do you automatically just like give them a breathalyzer? Is that like the go to or?
Not automatically, no. You still have to do, like, a pre-investigation and get probable cause. So, like, the same thing as the other one. You do, like, split decision task. Like, hey, give me your license, insurance, proof of registration. And then as they're reaching for it, you ask them a different question that's completely off topic.
Right.
Like, hey, where did you come from, or just any random question to get them thinking about other than that, and then a lot of times we'll give you that look. I know we're not on camera now.
That was a great look.
They'll give you that look, and then they'll forget what they were doing, and what was I doing?
Oh, shit.
I need your stuff, and you just kind of play that game, and you're like. And then obviously, people have been drinking. You can smell that they've been drinking, and that's another thing. And basically, you just straight up ask them, like, "Hey, be straight up with me, and I'll be straight up with you." So,
Now do you there is a certain level of because I heard before where there's a DUI, and then there's another one that's a little bit low. That's even though you're over the limit. Is there such a thing?
Driving while impaired. Yep.
Is that what that is? Okay.
So. You're not quite drunk, but
you're definitely over the limit.
You're not even over. You can be under 0.08 and still catch a charge for it. Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Now, again, it's one of those things that always seems to only happen in the movies where somebody's driving under the influence and then they get put in the drunk tank and then nothing happens after that. I'm assuming something always happens after that. They just don't show it in the movie because that's boring.
Right. I mean, so if you're under the high BAC, which is a 0.17, so 0.08 to 0.16 is just regular drunk. So that's just a You get a misdemeanor ticket with a court date, and you sit in jail until you're sober, and that's pretty much it. But if you're at a high BAC, then you have to actually sit in there and see a judge, and it's a little bit more of a process.
I say that right there has got to be a pretty sobering
situation. Unintended.
well, just in general, because like I know anytime if I've had a little bit too much drink, if something happens that like shocks my system, like I almost like immediately snap out of it, and like my buzz is gone. Then I get a little depressed. It's like, oh man, I wanted to buzz a little more, but you know, I'll move on. But I mean, it's one of those things where it's like I'm assuming where you get pulled over and you're still kind of like, oh man, this sucks. But they're like, all right, hey, hop in the car. We're going to go, you're going to go talk to somebody now. And it's like, oh shit. It's right. Like,
definitely.
It just got real.
Now, do you ever deal with like young, like underage people where you're like, I want to say you cut them a break, but you just being young and I would say reckless, but young yourself. Well, you've been in that situation before. Do you ever give anybody a break for underage drinking?
As far as just drinking themselves,
yeah.
Or drinking and driving?
Drinking and driving, like if really is that's like a like
yeah,
you're going to jail.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay.
Well, what if they're not completely drunk per se? Like just
well, if they're under, yeah, because if they're under 21, then it's it's a zero policy.
Oh,
so
zero
if
policy.
It's zero point.
Okay.
Oh, two.
You're still
right.
You're underage, so.
What about smoking nowadays?
now that
21,
that got bumped up to 21, didn't it?
That's just crazy.
I haven't had to deal with it personally, but I really don't care to be honest with you. I grew up in the days where it was 18.
Mm-hmm.
I started smoking before 18.
Ah, you smoked that Black and Mild.
So.
Oh my god.
Well, I don't know if you smoked a lot, but you know.
It wasn't a lot, but it was.
Right.
I wasn't 18, so.
Right. That is true.
Oh,
I remember. No, I don't. I'm not gonna say this.
you were about to share, but then you didn't.
I remember a specific time, allegedly. That we went to get some. I got some alcohol from a. I didn't know this person.
So Super Bowl.
Yeah. You remember. It's probably a story I should tell outside of this podcast.
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was hilarious. I mean, just thinking back.
Oh my god.
I think that's all. That's
I got one last question.
Okay.
And we'll wrap up with this. So, being a police officer and having a family at home, do you have a even work and family life to where like you're not working like crazy enough to where you feel like you never see your family, but then you don't feel like you're not working enough to like provide and stuff like that?
Yeah. That's a good question. I love my schedule that I'm working right now. It's a flip-flopping schedule, so I work 6 12-hour days and 1 8-hour day every 14 days. So I work 14 days a month.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, say that again?
Yeah. So every 2 weeks, I work 7 days, and one's an 8-hour day.
Okay.
So say this week I work Monday, Tuesday. I'm off Wednesday, Thursday. Work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And then the second week I'll be off Monday, Tuesday. Work Wednesday, Thursday. Off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Hmm. But do you stay on that shift though, like the first shift, or is there like do you have to alternate, like a night shift or whatever?
So we have shift bids based on seniority.
Oh,
every
shit.
6 months.
Damn.
So whatever shift you bid, you're stuck there for 6 months.
Okay.
So you at least know your schedule for 6 months,
right?
Now I'm assuming that the lower seniority people have like the night shift. I'm assuming.
In most places, yes, but surprisingly enough, I am fifth or sixth from the bottom, and I'm on day shift right now. So.
Oh wow!
Hmm.
Nice.
So we've got a pretty young department, so a lot of the younger guys like working nights.
Oh okay.
Hmm.
Probably less. I don't want to say less crime, but
so. I'll jump on that for just a second. There's more calls during the day.
Oh, okay.
But they're all like stupid, boring calls.
Okay.
And like night shift, there's this little window where like all
shit
the cool
down.
Stuff
shit
happens,
goes down,
and then you're bored for the rest of the night. So
Oh, geez.
They like the cooler calls, and then be done for the rest of the night.
I got plenty of questions when I think about it, but one of the questions that I want to ask, like, where do you see yourself from here? Like, what's your next step? Like, if anything, are you pretty content where, like, where you're at right now, or FBI, CIA?
I haven't thought that far into the future. I like where I'm at. I hate the time that we're in. This COVID shit's got everything. I can't do what I want. I mean, I still do enough to get by, but I would like to be doing more things and kind of got my hands tied.
Right.
Well, we're starting that pig farm that you talked about, so.
Yeah.
What?
So, I'm not going to ask you how much you make, but is it a very comfortable living, or do you think that, you know, we get paid fairly good for you know, for what we do. We don't do anything dangerous except for, like, maybe get a paper cut or two.
I get paper cuts on the regular. What are you talking about?
Well, I said besides that, though, we don't have anything dangerous that really is, you know. But we get paid, you know, I don't say crazy good, but good enough.
Yeah, so, I mean, I live pretty comfortably.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it could be more, but it's definitely not the lowest of anybody that's paying around here. So
if you go to like a bigger department, is that kind of expected where you are going to be making a little bit more, or the higher you go, is there a ranking in police officers or no?
There is, not necessarily between like patrol officers. Okay. So like the main people are all, once you top out at your pay scale, then you're all on the same level. And then, you go up sergeant and then lieutenant, and then it all depends on where you're at, honestly. Like your smaller departments, you'll have your officers, one sergeant, and then the chief. So it just depends on where you're at.
Do you is that something you aspire to be, like a chief or grand wizard or whatever you want to call
it?
Not grand wizard.
Grand wizard. Holy shit!
I didn't even think. I'll take that back, man. I meant like Harry Potter Grand Wizard.
What? I'm still pretty new to the police game, so I'm content where I'm at, and then we'll see where it goes
once I
get a little farther in there.
Well, I think we can talk to you for a long time and get a little bit more insight, but we have a time frame that we want to keep it at, so.
All
right. Sure.
I don't want to talk to you anymore anyway.
But no, we would we honestly would, you know, love to have you back. Yeah. And
no, this was fun.
Talk to you more.
A little nervous at first, but
yeah. Like I said, one thing that I wanted to, you know, bring across is that we do want to get into some harder questions.
Yeah.
Maybe more uncomfortable sometimes, but I don't want you to like think that we're like anti-cop or
we're not gotcha people.
Yeah, so yeah, we would love to have you back.
I'll come back and you can ask me anything you want.
Ooh, anything?
Ooh.
Anything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was that's it for us. We're the Warehouse Rats.
One last thing before we go. Do you have anything to say that for your listeners that would almost like it's something that's misconstrued about cops and to take it easy on you, I guess, or anything to that? Any last message from you, Mr. Matt?
I would just say, like, cops are people too. Like,
right.
You wouldn't want to get spoken to a certain type of way. So,
right.
Whatever you give, you're gonna get back. So, just think about it. You do your job. I don't complain how you do your job. So,
Be nice.
I guess. You get what you give.
Okay. That's fair. That's a fair statement. I think that's why I've always been really cool with cops, because I'm super yes sir, no sir.
All right, folks. That's it for us tonight. We'll catch you next week. We're out.
Peace.